I'm Kurt Anderson, and today we're going to start a new regular feature that we're calling Artist's Choice, where we ask artists to talk about the particular music or painting or film or other work of art that is their inspiration or their solace. I spoke recently with the novelist Susanna Moore, the author of My Old Sweetheart, The Whiteness of Bones, and In the Cut. Susanna is enthralled by the music of Cuban singer Antonio Machim.
1949, I think, was his prime, and it didn't last very long, 1949 to 1952.
Do you speak Spanish?
I do.
So when you hear it, you don't love it simply because it's romantic in some indecipherable way.
Understanding the words in a way makes it, I was going to say more shameful because it's so nostalgic and romantic. And in some ways, maybe listening to the words makes it...
You feel a little embarrassed for liking something so treacly?
It actually makes me happy as well. And happy tinged with a kind of melancholy and a kind of longing.
Yo sé que algún día, sin esperarlo, yo me de enamorar.
I often listen to music when I'm working, almost always, which surprises people because a lot of friends of mine who are writers can't. And I tend to listen to Machim quite often. And I think it has to do with a kind of nostalgia. When I hear the music, I think of our parents' generation. It's a little bit like movie music, and it's full of gardenias. I imagine a kind of decadent Cuba. I mean, women on the dance. It's like a kind of Spanish-speaking Fred Astaire for me. I do think that music locates itself particularly in time. I mean, I can remember the period when I read, say, a certain novel or a certain book. I can remember absolutely where I was and what I was doing. But music, I think, does it so much more intensely because and the proof is I'm having a memory of something that didn't even happen to me.
Thank you, Susanna Moore, for introducing me to the music of Antonio Machim.